Yay, we're back again.
Yay.
Two weeks till Christmas, I guess? Or...
it's the 11th, so yeah, roughly.
Great. Oh,
yep.
Man. I'm so tired right now. I just got home from work, ate food, and now we're doing the pod. And then I'm going to bed because I got to go to work extra early tomorrow.
Oh, is your boss sick again? Are you driving him around?
Yes, that fucker. He's been out of the country all week. And now he's back, and he's like, oh, he's right back where he left off because he was sick when he left. Now he's still fucking sick, and we're fucking pain in the ass. And then Friday night, we have a Christmas party, and then Saturday night, we have a Christmas party.
For your company, or are you going to one for one and one for the other?
Well, one's our friends who are having one, and then one's my wife's work, but it's not her job. It's like one for clients.
Right. Okay.
So, what a pain in the ass.
It's that season. I went to one last week, but it was fun.
Yeah. The one at work was fun because we got to play with the orphans. I was stoked on that. That was like the best Christmas party ever. They, rather than just waste money on stupid Christmas party stuff, which everybody bitches and complains about anyways, and no one's ever happy, they just have lunch catered for the staff, and then they bring in a bunch of orphans, and then they bring in Santa Claus, and they bring in entertainment for the orphans, and then they have a bunch of board games, and we just sit in there and we eat like pizza and have soda, and there's wine, snacks and shit, and you play with the kids. It was fun.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah, that was actually, I liked that a lot. That was what they do at my work. And then tomorrow, we're doing another one. Tomorrow, we're doing one, but it's not at work, and I'm going to be with the boss, so I can't go. It is, I don't want to call it a halfway house, but it's a house where orphans that are aged out, they're 18, okay, and they have no family, and they get kicked out, and no one will take care of them anymore because foster care people, not all of them, but a lot of them do it for a business. They do it for the money they get paid to take care of those kids. So they let them stay at this place, but they have to do like get job training and do stuff like that. And then they can stay there until they're 24, but they don't have shit. These kids have nothing either. And so we're going there tomorrow and giving them presents and food and stuff like that as well. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like taking care of kids, and I like looking out for people that need it. I fucking hate homeless people. The panhandling crazy homeless people. There's a lot of homeless people that aren't fucked up assholes, but.
Well, but hopefully those kids don't become panhandling crazy homeless people later. Well, try and stop the cycle.
They said these kids are like, they go, if basically they didn't have this place, they'd be on the fucking streets.
Right.
So. It's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're doing that.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. What's happening in Jackistan?
There's been basketball crap. And although this week instead of going, I've been just picking up Bing and taking care of Bing. My daughter had a tournament in Ojai. Ooh. Like, I'm not going to fucking Ojai every night this week, you know?
Oh, it's one of those. And that was in Ojai, the ongoing tournaments. I hate those ones.
Yeah. That where they go to school, but like she'd have to, you know, leave at 2:30 to go straight to Ojai after. And
yeah,
no, I'm really those stupid tournaments don't count for anything. You know, they don't count towards CIF or whatever.
No, they don't.
I don't know why the fuck they're doing them. It makes no sense.
Dude, I think by the end of technically for our girls one league championship, this year, they only have 8 games in league.
Right. No, the actual basketball season's not that many games.
No, we had 8 games in league, and we had fucking, I think, all in all, like 30 games or something crazy by the time it was all said and done. We'd played over 30 teams or close to 30 teams. I'm all
for, if you want to do tournaments in the off season or in the summer, that's fine. But I don't understand why we're doing stupid tournaments in Ojai while the kids have homework and shit.
Weeknights is really dumb. On but weeknight. We did the same thing. We would have to leave, but we weren't going to Ojai. Fuck. It was bad enough for us going to Lakewood. They would pull the girls out of school early and go to Lakewood and play a game or two, depending on the night, and then come back. And then the next, like 2 days later, they'd be in Long Beach for a game or two. and all the while getting out of school.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't have the enthusiasm for this that other parents do. And I don't think that this fucking basketball or any sport for that matter is worth all this pain in the ass when she should just be getting her homework done and enjoying her life. So
if she, you know, what's weird is they love it. If they love it, then they're enjoying it, even though it's a lot of work.
But she's stressed, you know,
because of she's homework. Got me
when I get her. Yeah. She's like, I'm trying to get, you know, I have to read this and I have to. And to me, that's more important. And if she's stressed and it's affecting, you know, and it's making school harder, then don't do basketball. I've told her that to her face many times because I don't give a flying fuck about basketball. You know what I mean? She can get, you know, scholarships and other shit from academics. She doesn't
There's
need
more,
to get it from sport.
There are way, 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 way more academic scholarships than there are athletic scholarships.
And she probably has a way better chance of getting those by, you know.
Yeah, by just studying. Well, that my
sticking
niece,
in journalism and the other things she does that, you know.
That well, it all adds up. Like all of that looks good on a resume. And it shows that they, you know, they can handle stuff. And all of it's good for college admission. Not even that it's getting a scholarship as much as it is. It just looks good on all the shit you've done, all the extracurricular stuff and been a part of a team and blah, 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 blah.
It's but all, there's it's plenty good. Of extracurricular shit to do that doesn't involve
she
tournaments.
She does a shitload of extracurricular
stuff. Yeah, she does.
Stuff.
I mean, if she got rid of basketball, it would not affect what her, you know, like her involvement in other things looks like.
You know, it's funny. Mine is so into volleyball that she won't do anything else because she doesn't
right.
have the
well,
time.
Well, because they overlap.
Yeah, she's like, I don't have the time. Like, I can't do this. They have a lot of things at school. It's like, why don't you do this, that? Because I don't have time. And then school's right. trying to put the pressure on her to play beach. They want her to play beach volleyball because that's
is that like thing. The is that like in a season after, so it takes up even more time?
It's I think it's going on now or soon, but it overlaps with club.
Oh, it's not in it. I thought maybe that was like in the summer or something, so it didn't overlap with the actual season.
Oh, no. It's all after school on the beach, fucking playing, and then these kids will do shit like they'll get out of school, they'll have practice right after school at the beach, and then when they get done with that, they go straight to club practice. So they'll end up with like 4 hours of four or five hours of volleyball a night.
Right.
Yeah, it's too much. So, but she can't do anything else, and she's right. not doing beach because of that.
I mean, like I said, in the summer, this is all great. If she wants to go every day and do it, but when there's actual school work to be done,
yeah,
that's when it gets on my nerves.
No, we get it brutalized. But the good news for the preseason of volleyball is all during summer, so that doesn't affect school at all until it does. The first, you know, it's November when volleyball's over.
So right.
It's September to November. It's not too much, but it's a good chunk of the year.
And God, if you have more than one kid, what a dance of scheduling. And I mean, it's actually a good thing I'm divorced because I go and take the other kids and feed them and, you know, get them home and do everything while my ex is off driving her to Ojai every day at 2:00.
Is she into it or is she like the same way with you where she's like, almost?
No, she's into it. This is pushed on by her because her husband played basketball and her brother or somebody. I mean, this is all her dream. This is she pushed. So she doesn't mind doing any of this shit.
My niece, who is the doctor, her mom's literally a fucking dumbass. Like, she's stupid. She was not book smart, did not go to college. Right. She's a fucking moron. And she was a cheerleader, and that was her whole fucking life. And she forced that on my niece for the longest. And my niece, they wouldn't do anything. My niece was,
right,
no joke, she was the kid that when they were out would be like, I have to go home and study. Let's go home. Like, I don't want to go.
Right.
I can't go to the movies. I have to study. She was that kid. So she finally told her mom, like, blow it out your ass. I don't want to be a cheerleader. I'm done, and quit. And was right. like, but she did a year of it, I think, or 2 years of it in high school before she finally said, fuck it. I just want to study.
Well, I mean, and Lucy likes it. Don't get me wrong. She does like basketball. That I know she does. But I'll tell you this. It does cause resentment for the other kid. Bing fucking hates her basketball because you know what it means? He's stuck taking care of his little sister five nights a week. This, you know, like I took him to dinner and stuff, but ultimately he has to get her ready for bed and in bed because they don't get back until late at night.
That's bullshit. I always feel bad for kids that get stuck taking care of another kid.
Right. And so he hates it. You know what I mean? Because it, to him, it's like a burden and everybody's doing shit for Lucy and all he's doing, getting his stuff dumped on him. So,
and the, another thing that I feel bad for is like the little brothers or sisters that they make go to practice and just sit there.
Right. Well, that's his other option. Right? Yeah.
Go to practice and just sit there and wait and like be bored out of your mind.
And also out late on a school night. So that's the thing. If there was no me, those kids would be sitting at games and practices, but instead I make, you know, I take them out to eat and get them so they can go to bed early. But there's plenty of kids at practice and at games whose families can't leave them anywhere. And these poor kids are out till 9 o'clock at night on a school night, not because they have sports, but because their brother or sister does.
Yeah, it's brutal. Right now, or this year now, club is the latest it's ever been. It goes to 10 o'clock now.
The older your kid gets, the later the shit gets. That's the other, like, getting on varsity was horrible for Lucy as far as late, because when she was JV, they practiced earlier than the varsity.
it's crazy. There was nothing like that. When I was a kid, we got out of school, and when I was in high school and played football, you have sixth period was PE if you played a sport. So you got an hour of practice in during school.
Right.
And then you had an hour of practice, you know, it would go for another hour, hour and a half after, and then you'd go home and do your homework or whatever you had to do. It really didn't interfere with anything.
Well, and it's funny, you know, the argument you can make is, oh, she'll have great memories of this basketball, but she's really missing out on a ton of shit. Not just family shit that she doesn't get to do and stuff that Bing and I do on the weekends that she's not involved in.
Yeah.
But other school shit she's missing out on because she constantly, you know, like going to the movies with her friends and shit. She's constantly with that fucking team because they're always doing something.
Dude, she has a friend. My daughter has a friend who's she's a golf prodigy. And she's forced. She golfs and has been since they were in elementary, junior high school. She goes from school every single day to a golf coach and is taught golf.
Wow. Right.
Hours and hours. And on the weekend, she's not allowed. I remember one or two times she came over to play when they went to school K through eight together. And one or two times in that entire time, she came over to play. And because her dad finally would let her have a day off of golf, like that was it. That kid,
right? She got like one day.
Yeah, and that kid is, she's fucking forced to golf, and that's like the family thing. The brothers are the same way, and she's amazingly good though. Like this kid's gonna, with her, it paid off in the sense of we're pretty sure she's gonna go to whatever college she wants to go to on a full ride. But that's rare, and also
until she starts hooking up with every waiter at Waffle Houses and
no shit. Because that's who rebels, right? When you've been forced to do it for so long. Like, she likes the golf.
The kid's in the golf.
That kid, he was one of those who was made to golf every day. And granted, he took to it and was great at it and probably had fun doing it because he got to spend time with his dad. But then it became like a full-time job for a little kid. And little kids shouldn't have full-time jobs.
Yep.
Oh, man. But yeah, her friends in that world. Go, go, go.
Up.
And I'm so fucking tired right now. Oh God, on Friday I had one of the boss, what happened? We did a pod, I think, on Thursday, and on Friday.
No, we did on Wednesday because I went to a party on Thursday night, so I know we got it done.
So anyway, at that point I didn't have anything planned. He was finally gonna stay home and not be sick. And then of course the second we got done with the pod, he called me. Come in. Never mind, I need you here. So I end up coming over to his house in the morning. And then when I get there, he didn't even come to work. He was like, oh, take this car. And it needs a battery too. He has all these badass cars that have dead batteries because he doesn't drive them.
Right.
I drove. It was a 20-year-old convertible Jag that has 7,000 original miles on it.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it was... And then the funny thing is he goes, oh, just take it in. It's fine. So I, all right, so I take it and I go and get it worked on. And then as soon as I got done with it, it started pouring rain. I don't know if that was Thursday or Friday, whatever day that was. It was pouring fucking rain. And I had that car and I'm nervous as shit because it's like this collector's edition car is all it is. And when I get back, he's like, how do you like that car? And I'm like, I'll be honest with you, it's always nerve-wracking to drive someone else's really expensive car. It's especially nerve-wracking when it starts pouring. And he goes,
yeah, especially in LA.
Yeah. And then he goes, oh, yeah, I probably should have told you there's only 9,000 of these made. It's a super limited.
Oh, God. Right.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? I go, you know what? I'm glad you didn't tell me because it was already stressful enough. I didn't want to know.
Okay.
It was worth that much more than it, than because it looks like a Jag. It's a $270,000 Jag.
No, that's, and those, that's fucking awesome. But rich guys like that who have rich guy cars usually have rich guy mechanics who come to your house and do shit.
Yeah.
My uncle used to have a Lamborghini guy who came to his fucking house and did oil changes and shit. He never had to take the Lamborghini anywhere.
I had to take it to the guy to get it done rather than him coming to the house. And I think it's because he also has like no fucking patience. He wants everything done right fucking now. Like he'll get a car and he'll say, hey, call. He told me like, here's the number. Call this guy, set it up and have him take care of it. And so I did. And the dude goes, oh, no, I can't do it till at least next Tuesday. And he goes, oh, no. Just, all right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take it. And that's when I ended up taking it. Because initially I wasn't going to take it. I was just setting it up. And when the guy couldn't do it, then I ended up taking it to another guy who was not his guy because his guy couldn't do anything. He's instantly. When I say I want it done, I want it done. I want it done right now. That's
right.
That's rich guy shit, too. Because at that point, too, he'll pay on the rolls. When I took that in for the dead battery, it was like $2,400 to put a battery in that fucking car.
It's crazy, it's fucking isn't it?
Crazy. I'm like, holy shit, I could buy probably a used car equal to my car I drive every day for that. For the cost of a battery.
I was pissed when my battery died. I think it was $150. I was like, what the fuck?
$2,400. I looked at it. It's a big fucking battery, and that car has two of them, but it was fucking nuts.
That is crazy.
Today, I turned down a street on my way to work. I always take side streets when it gets real busy over in East LA, and I turned down the street, and it was whole street closed, blocked off, huge crowd of people, looked like a TV show. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's a dead body in the street. I am not going over. I don't know what happened, but I was like, man, I didn't see this kind of shit in Malibu that often.
Right. You know, I wonder, the party I went to was kind of over in that part of LA. It was at this place called Two Bit Circus, which is like adult Dave and Buster's. And it was over near that big new building and like where Warner Records is. Is that kind of near where you are?
I'm right by right near the office is very near the USC Medical Center, right there where the 5 and the 10 are. We're very close to that. Literally behind USC Medical Center is Lincoln Park, the actual park Lincoln Park. And we're like next to that.
Yeah, so, I don't think we're that far down.
Yeah, but for me to get there, I have to come off the 10. And I'm fine. And then as soon as I turn onto the 5, it's bumper to bumper. And then I have to get off and cut through those neighborhoods over there to cut back across. And that's when I run through all my I go to the Mexican market and I buy awesome stuff, though. I do love that. So they always think I'm the police because I'm always in there in a suit. People look at me.
Yeah, like, a big white guy in a suit. You look like a detective.
That's exactly what they think I am when I walk in there. People start scurrying out of my way and shit. It's kind of weird, but but I see a lot of. Like that guy got shot over there that one day at lunchtime, right outside the gates. Then I saw this thing today, and then there was some other stuff. There's some serious crime in that neighborhood. Oh, there was a murder over there at a bar, and it was all closed off a few weeks back, too. Some guys shot each other up at a bar, and then that went into the morning. But. And then there was a kid that they found dead over there, too. A 17-year-old boy that was missing.
Oh, really?
They found him dead right there in that neighborhood, too. Shot up a bunch of times. Like, the family reported him missing. They were doing a missing person, and they found him under the freeway overpass. Shot the fuck up. And that was this week.
You have way different drama in your neighborhood. In Burbank today, they were live right at like Hollywood Way and Alameda, you know, like where our 7-Eleven was over there.
Yeah.
Right down from there in front of the apartment, they thought there was a pipe bomb.
And oh, shit.
They had the bomb squad out there, and they, you know, they were covering it live on the news. And then it ends up it was a movie prop.
Would it fall off a truck or something?
I don't know. I don't know how. All I heard was that it was a movie prop. I didn't hear how it got there, but.
When I worked at Pirate Radio, we did this contest one time where you make a commercial for us. And we were hooked up with America's Funniest Home Videos, which was the heyday of Bob Saget land when it was.
Right. And that's when that show ruled the earth.
Yes. So people had to make the funniest commercial, and then it was going to play during America's Funniest Home Videos was the, and you got like 10 grand or whatever it was.
Right.
So we were getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tapes mailed in. And this one came in, and it was wrapped in tape and had wire coming out of it, and said, "This is the bomb." Oh. So they call the bomb squad. And I remember we watched as the bomb squad blew it up, and you saw tape fly everywhere. Some fucking idiot. Like, this is the bomb. And then bam, got their tape blown up.
We were just talking about that at work because we have some younger kids, and we're trying to explain to them when viral videos were literally viral videotapes that got passed from one person to the other.
That's how I first saw the first of many Pam Anderson sex tape. My friend gave me a copy.
That's how I saw the first ever South Park, you know, that Jesus versus
Santa. That was a great one.
That was a video that got passed around. That's how Faces of Death. Remember that?
Oh my God, Faces of Death was great. Awful. I hate it. I watched it, and then you were uncomfortable for 4 or 5 days and didn't want to drive your car or do anything.
Right, but it was a viral video, legitimately videotapes that would get handed from person to person.
Yeah, you know what I always heard of, but I never got my hands on a copy, was, I think her name was Jane Kennedy. She was this hot, she was African-American, very light-skinned, beautiful African-American lady, and she was a sports reporter back in the day, and there was a sex tape with her and like an ex-husband or something that got out and got viral.
I never heard of that.
I heard of it, and I wanted to see it. I knew people that saw it, but I never got to see that one, and she was so fucking hot.
That's how I saw the Teletubbies for the first time, because there was a British show, and somebody was like, "You got to see this weird shit," and the video got handed around the...
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. I'm watching South Park right now, and tonight is the season finale of South Park, and it's got Santa Claus in it.
Oh, okay. Do they bring back for, like...
Santa's on every now and then.
Okay.
It's changed a lot now. Like, it's been, like, an entire season or two. You know, the gay principal's now Trump. He's the president.
Oh.
Or the gay teacher.
I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah. The gay teacher... who then went and had a sex change because he wasn't gay, then admitted he was gay, came back as their teacher, and then was back to being a man at some point, then now has changed, and he's Trump, and he has an orange wig and the whole thing, and he's actually the president of the United States. Then one of the kids, Stan's dad, moved them out of South Park, and they live out in the country now and are weed farmers. And they're growing weed, and it's called Tegrity Farms. And they do all kind, you know, and they go after all of the regular headlines.
Right.
Show still, it's still very funny to me.
No, they talk about it at work a lot. I just haven't seen it in years. It's not on any channel that I get.
Oh, man.
And that's how TV works now. Yeah. You watch the shit on the channels you get.
Yeah, no shit. I miss so much sports because I don't really have any other than the antenna that gets 3 fucking channels because I live in fuckhole backside of a hill, no fucking signal area for antenna TVs. I get 3 channels, so I see very little sports anymore on TV.
But, so I get all the antenna stations, and there's very little sports on any of those channels.
Football is on 2 and 11, and I don't get 11. So okay. I get, and then on Sunday nights, it's on 4 and I get 4. So I get 2 and 4 and I can watch those football games. And most of the college shit is on ESPN, almost all of it.
Now, you know, some of the stations, including 11, are on two frequencies. 11's on 11.1 and 11.2, and 11.2 is standard and 11.1 is high def. Sometimes I can only get 11.2.
I don't even get 11. I don't get 11, like, at all. I don't get 9, 11, 13.
Okay.
At all. Like, they don't even, it just, if I'm on a channel that I get and I punch that and try to get over there, it just kicks right back to the channel I was on and says, like, no signal found or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, you got, sometimes you got to move your antenna around and rescan your TV to get it to acknowledge certain stations.
And to have it where it is, the antenna I have, I bought this. It's paper thin, but it's big. It's a big, thick as a piece of cardboard, and it has double-sided sticky tape on it. It's stuck in the window of this room.
Oh, okay.
It's not on the roof.
I have, like, rabbit ears ones that I can actually just move around.
Yeah, I had one that I moved around, and it's still got the same fucking channels. Like, sometimes I'd have to move it to get a channel. And this one has also got a power, so it amplifies the signal when it gets it.
Yeah, I have that, too. I don't know if it really... The one I used to have didn't have the power, and then I got one now that plugs in, and I don't feel like I get any more stations than I used to.
This paper-thin one's the best one I've had, and I had rabbit ears before. But it's just, I live, there's a fucking, basically a mountain behind my house that goes up, and the signal just is blocked. I get very little fucking shot at any signals because of the, whatever, Santa Monica Mountains.
I'm surprised you don't get San Diego stations.
I know. You would think I would when I auto-program. I get, over here, all the, like, K-Day and the radio stations that come up from the South Bay in Mexico and San Diego. I get a lot of San Diego radio stations, too, in my car. Ooh, but you know what happened over here on Saturday, which seems incredibly hard to do? Some fucktard flipped a Ferrari right down here in PCH, right by my house.
You know what? Somebody last night flipped a Lamborghini. Not in your neighborhood, but I saw that last night. Somebody flipped a Lambo. So people have been
going
to Christmas parties.
Yeah, you've got to be drunk, right?
Or
driving excessively fast to flip one of those cars that seem unflippable.
Yeah, I think it's you get drunk and you go because they said they were searching for the owner of the Lamborghini. There was blood splatter, but no one there.
Okay, this car flipped over and crushed the roof and blood was just running out the bottom and the fire department couldn't get the people out and had to jaws of life the fucker open. I don't know if these fuckers lived.
No, this guy fled, the one last night I saw in the news, because they said there was blood splatter, but no one was found there. They contact the owner, and the owner said somebody borrowed the car from him.
Yeah, somebody borrowed, except for he's got blood on him. That's the great thing. All they can do is check the blood on that.
Right, look for the injuries.
Yeah, who borrowed it? My friend Steve. I don't know his last name.
Right. You know, it's a Lamborghini. I let anybody take it.
Yeah, Steve wanted to drive it. He's a good guy. I used to work with him. Where does he live? I don't know. Fuck.
I have a question though. So let's say maybe that isn't a bet. If I flip my Lamborghini and I flee, and by the time they get me, I'm not drunk anymore, can they still charge me with drunk driving?
Yeah, they will.
What do they use to convict you?
Well, they'll charge you with felony fleeing the scene of an accident.
Right.
And
but not DUI?
They will charge you with DUI, but okay, here's what's crazy. If you have a lawyer that's you could get out of it. You'll get out of it. The lawyer will get you out of it. And if you can afford a Lamborghini or a Ferrari,
you've got a good lawyer.
You shouldn't run in the first place.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's always weird when that happens. I always think it's some kid took his dad's car, lives over here.
I just think it's a drunk. You panic, right? You're drunk. You're like, oh shit, I just flipped the Lambo and I'm drunk.
Oh, fuck.
Odds of flipping your Lambo when you're not drunk are probably way less.
My friend who used to live across the street, whose dad is rich as fucking hell, when he was in high school, he took his dad was away on business, and he took his dad's 911, and he was going down Sunset like fucking 100 miles an hour, and a fucking housekeeper turned left in front of him.
Oh, God.
And he plowed into her door. Now, lucky for her, he hit on the passenger side. But he hit it so hard it flipped the car, and it flipped onto its side, and it ground her fucking ear off on the concrete.
Oh my God.
And the car slid down the street, and then his 911 went through the fence and off the hill down into Pally High School right over here. And he was high as fuck. He was smoking weed with his friends in the car. And his dad paid his way out of it.
Right.
Dad paid it off. And they paid off the housekeeper lady that got her ear ground the fuck off. And she didn't die. She was fucked up. But God knows how much they paid that lady.
If you have money, you can get out of almost anything.
Total fucking bullshit. I'd be in prison for 4 or 5 years if I did that.
Right. For sure.
Oh, man.
And it would fuck up the rest of your life, too.
I got in trouble just wrecking a car when I was 16. And I wasn't drunk, and I wasn't high, and I didn't hurt anyone, and nothing got hit but the car. And
was that the stalled car on the freeway that you hit?
No, this was I took my brother's car when I was 16. He had a motorcycle, so he took his motorcycle to work, and I took off in the car and spun out and hit a parked car, driving really fast. Yeah. And I got in fucking big trouble. They were going to take me to jail. They wouldn't arrest me. But the fact that in the end, the cop didn't see it, so he couldn't. Right. And they suspended my license though for 6 months. Like a bunch of shit happened. And I got in big fucking trouble. And that went on until I was 18. I was in trouble for a long time. Yeah, that was bad.
I'm not so thrilled about my daughter getting her license either.
Yeah, it's nothing fun about that.
No.
I am thinking right now of getting, trying to get another car that's a lot less vaginal than the Prius and letting her drive that old white Prius that I've been driving.
Okay.
So she can get around. Because it would be nice for her to drive herself to practice and school and all that.
Oh, for sure.
Except for at school, her school is so small that they don't have parking. And it's like a lottery for parking.
Park on the street or whatever.
No, they won't let you park in the street. They have the neighborhoods. It's one of those areas where it's a neighborhood and the neighborhood's constantly trying to sue the school and get school shut down.
Okay.
And they're being dicks about everything. So you just can't drive. They won't allow you to drive. There's seniors that aren't allowed to drive to school and they have driver's license and everything, but they won't let them. And if you live far away, they're supposed to let you. And there's some kids that live really far away, but no guarantees.
Right.
So that sucks. You still got to take her to school.
Yeah.
She could take herself to practice and stuff like that.
Right. Although it sucks now. I was thinking about it with my daughter driving. When I started driving, first of all, I lived in Burbank and went to Burbank High. My commute to school was all of 2 miles. And it was on Burbank side streets, which weren't that crowded back 30 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
My daughter, like all the streets surrounding her, first of all, she has to take a freeway for a little ways to school. And the streets themselves, the speed limit is 50 miles per hour on many
of them. Those are like those Orange County streets out that way. They're big and they're fast.
And they're fast. And I'm like, shit, this kid, to just start driving, it'd be nice if she was on mellow streets and she's going to kick off like – you know, on streets where the side street speed limit is 50 miles per hour.
Dude, I see deadly fucking crashes around my house all the time. I think about, like, she's got to take PCH or Sunset to go anywhere. Yeah,
and
then
for your kid, not just is it the two, first of all, deadliest streets, PCH and Sunset, but also just the congestion. Driving around Santa Monica is a nightmare for a seasoned driver because you have tourists and maniacs and...
Oh, my God. Tonight, there's a... If you ever have come all the way down Sunset Boulevard till it hits PCH down there where Gladstone's is, mm-hmm. before you get to that inn, there's that weird temple thing at the lake. They call it Lake Shrine. And and it almost makes like a U-turn around that property. That it curves right there. And it's this big, long curve that's on a pretty steep hill. I was coming home tonight, and I was coming up Sunset. A fucking Uber stopped. Right there. Uh-huh. As I came around the fucking turn, he was stopped with his flashers on. I don't know if he's letting someone in or letting someone out. And fuck, dude, I slammed my brakes and fucking hit my horn. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, they need to stop that shit. I was just here in Burbank coming down Hollywood Way, And all of a sudden the car in front of me stops for no reason, and it was because he was going to pick somebody up. No, you have to find a place to fucking pull over. You don't get to just block traffic with your hazards on because it's time for Uber pickup.
That's Uber and Lyft. They need to, hey, I'll pull into a driveway, or I'll pull right around the corner, or I'll pull into exactly an alley. I'll pull somewhere. They need to get the fuck off the street.
No, they can't just stop in lanes of traffic. And I saw that, you know, I see that happen fairly regularly.
So do I. A lot. Hey, dude, one thing, with them kicked out of the airport, it's fucking better. It's way better with those fucking assholes because they do that kind of shit and they can pull in and drop people off, but they can't pick people up anymore.
Right.
And it's alleviated a lot of it because
and it's just a lot of cars.
Yeah, a lot of cars because nobody wants to take taxis. And taxis are kicked out too. So fucking it's a win-win.
Yeah, no, the taxis are the same place where the Uber Lyft are. The only thing is if you, again, rich people, if you use the fancy Uber or Lyft, the black, you still can get picked up in the terminal.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And they, okay, you know, all the way down by the international terminal, the Tom Bradley terminal?
Yeah, at the middle of the horseshoe.
Okay, they've got down, and now since they've switched the pickup, the pedestrian pickup is the island where the shuttles used to pick up, and the shuttles are the inside lanes where people used to get picked up.
Okay.
And that's so there's everything in those shuttles is just basically, only thing in those is those green shuttles that take you to that Uber taxi lot. Those things are just rolling through there, and it keeps it moving because they're on that inside lap, and there's no one cutting in and out because cars aren't allowed there anymore, and those fucking green buses are cranking through, and it's helping. But there's really no room for pickup down at the international terminal. It's been a problem. So what they've done, and no one knows, and I stashed the car in there today for like 30 minutes. The parking structure closest to the Bradley terminal, I think it's parking structure 3. It is the first floor. You can pull in now, and it's all snake windy, and it has spots, and it's supposed to be curbside pickup for international.
Oh, it's like cell phone lot kind of thing where you can just pull in and wait for somebody.
Yeah, and people are supposed to walk over there and then just get in your car, but you're not. It's you're not supposed to stop. It's no stopping, no parking. Okay. And I literally was in there today, and there was 5 cars, and I fucking parked in there for like 30 minutes and just sat there waiting. But it was, and I think once people figure out that's there, it's gonna suck because it is a cool place you can pull in. And then tell your people, hey, go into 3 and look for my car. And then you don't have the cops aren't in there yelling at you. And it's way more laid back because when you're in and out on that curb, fucking A is a bitch.
Yeah.
God. I think.
God, I haven't picked anybody up at an airport in forever.
Fuck, I do it constantly. Now it's all international shit, which is even worse.
Right.
Everyone's fucking international. Speaking of international, I think I ordered something online, one of Christmas present, and it was, and I even looked at the, I looked at the company, and it was called something, whatever, blah, blah, blah company. I ordered it, and then I got immediate email. They charged my credit card, and then it said, track the package. It's coming from China.
Oh, God.
And I fucking ordered this shit 5 weeks ago, and it's still not at my house.
Yeah, it takes, Bing has accidentally done that before, and it takes a long time to get shit from China.
Yeah, I ordered that, and I ordered another Christmas present that I'm almost certain isn't going to be here before Christmas. There's two things that I'm trying to wonder if I got scammed and it's not even ever going to come, because they keep sending me emails, your package is in transit.
Right.
And I'm like, if fuck from China, where the fuck is it? So I don't know that one. And then the one, another one I ordered last night from an American company, and I paid 70 fucking bucks for shipping. It's like,
oh my God.
Because I ordered it second day, 'cause I knew I was going to be pushing it.
Oh, okay.
And it's still not guaranteed to be here before Christmas, even with $70 fucking shipping.
Oh, that's insane. I've been really lucky. I ordered some stuff off of just bestbuy.com. And they, you know, it said like 4-day shipping. I was like, okay, no problem. It came in one day.
Oh, see, I never get that. Even the crap I've ordered from like Walmart, Target, fucking Kohl's, that kind of shit I've been ordering.
Right.
It's been about a week and a half. It's about as good as I've gotten.
Oh, I've been really lucky with stuff getting shipped faster than they said. And not, I haven't, in fact, all of those have been free shipping. I haven't paid for shipping.
All those ones that have been about a week and a half, I got were all free shipping. The one I paid $70 for is going to be the one that doesn't come, which is fucking ironic and stupid. Right.
Which is ridiculous.
Fuck. I don't know what's going on in South Park, but the police are just shooting at this kid. They just shot at some kid. It's fucked up that you will laugh at shit that is so real.
Yeah.
Where was it that the cops shot the UPS guy a week or so ago?
I didn't think it was the cops. I thought it was the that shooter who ended up shooting some cops. Didn't he shoot the UPS guy while he was on a rampage, and then he also killed some officers?
I thought he hijacked a UPS truck, and then the police pulled in and got a shootout with him, and at the end of the shootout, there was like four people dead, including him.
Yeah, I didn't think the police... But you know what the sad part is? There's been so many shootings that I can't keep them... You know, the only top of mind is the Jewish market that happened yesterday, and so...
What was the spin? Because, okay, by the way, as soon as I hear Jewish, I immediately think it is...
Yeah, they're saying it is. It was...
It is like it was some hate crazy hate fucker, yeah.
Yeah, but not white supremacist, black dude who didn't...
Was he Muslim?
Like, yeah, what'd they say? Something of Israelite. Yeah. He was in some hate group, and he did not, you know, like they haven't officially said it, but everybody's saying it was a hate thing.
And that was in New Jersey. There's a lot in that. When you walk the streets in Manhattan, there's a lot of black Americans who are, they're called, but they're Muslims, and they, fuck, I forget their name, but that group that sounded very familiar, and they preach and shit on corners, and they fucking say fucked up shit to Jewish people going by, and they get into it with people, and they're fucking nasty. But I remember those dudes when I lived there even being a problem. They weren't
black
shooting
Hebrew
people.
Israelite.
That's him. That's the fuckers. They would be on the corner preaching when I lived in New York.
He said, they call him a black Hebrew Israelite who called Jews imposters, and his ex-lover arriving. They have video of him showing up at the store and opening fire.
They say they're the real Jews. These dudes. They're not Muslims.
Is that their idea?
They're the real Jews. And that these black people were the real Jews, and the Jews today are fake, and they're not the, and it was a whole thing, and they would get into it, and Jewish people aren't ones to back down, dude. They do not fuck around. It was, you'd see people screaming at them, and oh God, I was like, just walk by and ignore them. But I get it, when someone's insulting you to the core of your being, you're gonna say something back.
Right.
That's totally those dudes.
Yeah, so that's what that dude was, and so they're saying it was a hate thing, that one from yesterday.
Oh, man. Duke is filming a movie this week, some low-budget movie.
Okay.
And he told me, he called me one day, and he's like, Dad, I can't believe how mean these people are. And I'm like, what, are they being dicks to you? And he goes, no, they're mean to the crew. They're demanding, and they're like, they're not nice, and they're really effed up. And I'm like, dude, I worked in radio for fucking 20 however many years. That's the fucking people think they can treat people like shit because they have a little bit of money or fame or success. I go, it's fucking bullshit. I go,
But also, this is a low budget thing, right?
Yeah, but they're
so this is people who think they're important but really aren't. When you get on a real movie set, like he was before, he's like, these guys are so nice.
Yeah, that's true too. Just like when we did radio, when we would have like a real fucking celebrity in, they were always super cool. But when you had some wannabe or some brand new celebrity, they were always a dick.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same kind of shit. So, and he just hadn't experienced it yet.
Yeah.
And I was just telling him, I was like, hey, just don't get involved. I go, if you're smart, you'll be overly nice to everyone on the crew. Whenever you see them being mean to somebody, be extra nice to that person, and they will like you, and maybe they will give you work later on in life. If not, they'll remember you as a good dude.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm like, I dealt with that shit for how many years of just seeing people get treated like shit and getting treated like shit by people.
I would like to think that doesn't go on anymore because those people don't matter, but I'm sure it still goes on.
It goes on.
Like the radio people, I mean, they don't matter anymore.
No, but they're self-important.
Yeah.
And it was allowed. That's the crazy thing. It was never nipped in the ass.
No.
Like, look at the it shit Handel did.
In a lot of ways, it was encouraged.
Look at our last show. Look at Handel. That was completely allowed.
Yep.
Fucking crazy that shit goes on. So it still goes on and it's still allowed.
Oh, fuck God.
Assholes.
That guy.
I know. I wish he would die.
He's almost died a few times. Hasn't he had heart attacks and shit?
Not a good enough one yet.
No, I know. Now, I haven't heard any talk about him in a long time. Is he not, is talk radio not matter as much either? Because I used to see him pop up every once in a while in the local news, you know, about a story or something. I haven't heard anything about him in a long time.
I don't think anyone fucking cares. It's the same. They still do well. You know, it's, but I don't know. That guy is AM fucking Seacrest.
Yeah, but I would think AM radio has got to be hurting even worse than FM.
Dude, speaking of that, to see what they did at KBC last week.
Oh, no. Who did they blow out now?
Everyone.
Oh, really?
They fired the entire air staff, and they're going all syndication.
Well, so I mean, it makes sense.
Like Dr. Drew, what's her name? Jillian Barbary, that dude.
I didn't even know she was still on the radio.
She was on the radio with some other dude. They fired everyone. Peter Tilden got fired again. Poor guy.
She's not on the Channel 11 Morning News anymore, right?
No, long, long, long gone. But she's been on that radio station for a while.
For a long time. When we were on the radio, wasn't she on there?
Yeah.
I thought she was, but yeah, God, I forgot she was even on the radio. I mean, that's
No. She wasn't on the radio then. She's only been on for 2 or 3 years.
Oh, okay.
She was still on the morning news when we were on the radio, and Jamie was extra fucking mean to her, and she hated us.
Yeah. No, we didn't get along with her.
That's why we never did anything with Channel 11. It was always
KTLA.
Yeah, KTLA loved us. Jamie was extra fucking mean to her, and they would not touch us with a 10-foot pole because of that.
Well, and you know, it's funny, they still have a good relationship with Clear Channel, iHeart with KTLA. They still always do shit with them. It's the only local news, you know.
Hey, speaking of Jamie, I had a dream the other day. I had a dream I was working, and for whatever reason, I was in Denver.
Okay.
And I remember...
You're working at your current job?
Yeah, I guess... You know how dreams don't really make sense?
Yeah, no. But I mean, like in your dream, you were doing what you do now.
Yeah, I had a suit on. So in my dream, I had a suit on and I was in a hotel and I had my cell phone and it rings and it was Jamie. And she's like, oh my God, we should totally go. We should totally go hang out. I have an appearance. Come with me and then we'll get something to eat or something like that. And I was like, well, I got to work. And she goes, oh, just don't worry. It's no big deal. I'm going to come by and get you. So she goes, come outside. I'm pulling up out, and I walk out of the hotel and I get in this car and Jamie's driving and she's talking to me, but she's talking to me so bad. She is not watching what the fuck she's doing. And she keeps crashing into shit. And then I'm like, hey, I'm freaking out in the back. She's like, you're going to fucking crash. You're going to crash. And she's like, it's a rental car. It doesn't fucking matter. And I'm like, you're going to have to pay for this. And she's hitting shit. And finally we're going over this bridge, and I think she drove off the fucking side of the bridge, and I woke up, dude.
That is random. Like, that you would put, like, that you would even dream about her, you know? Like,
it's fucking weird. It was the weirdest dream. And the whole time she was like talking to me, like, oh my God, and she's laughing and telling me stories, but she's driving and looking straight at me, telling me shit. And I'm fucking, and we crashed into like three things, and she'd be like, oh God. I thought I was gonna miss that, and this shit fucking car is all fucked up. Oh my God,
that is funny.
Yeah, weird dream.
Yeah, that is a weird one. I don't dream about radio people that much anymore.
I usually don't. Rarely do I have dreams about anyone I know.
You know what I mean, I have that Bonaducci sex dream, but who doesn't have that one?
Fisting with Bonaducci.
Yeah, I mean that's a comedy.
Oh man. Yeah, it's random, especially since I haven't seen her or talked to her in fucking years.
Right.
It was weird. I don't know.
Yeah. That is a weird one.
God dang.
Maybe tonight you'll dream about Seacrest.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Seacrest. I did talk to Chucky again this week.
Oh, how's he doing? I haven't actually seen Chuck in like a couple of years. We had gone out a couple of times, but I haven't seen him in a while.
He's rolling. He's working on a dirt bike.
Is he still just doing contract stuff for them and making more money than he did before?
Yes, for everybody. And now, like, that guy that was our engineer died a few weeks ago.
Oh, right.
They need him even more because that guy was the chief there, and he used Chuck for all kinds of shit already, and now he's gone.
You know, I'm telling you, radio is like 10 or 15 years away from having no engineers.
I know.
As these guys die, no young kids know IT. They don't know these transmitters and stuff.
I see. I don't think it's going to be – I think it's going to be all podcast type shit, you know, all online. You're not going to need these guys anymore. I think they're a dying breed.
No, you're going to need them if there's an earthquake and shit and they want to make these radio stations run. Nobody's going to know how to get the generators going and all the shit that you need to do, you know?
Yeah, those things are so fucking dangerous.
God, I went up there with Paoli a few times to the old Star, you know, transmitter, and it's complicated shit when you're up there. He took me in that room and was telling me how shit worked, and I was like, oh, God, this is like...
Dude, they have to... If they touch... It's like a... You know how every now and then an animal will fucking touch two wires on a fucking pole and it'll arc and fucking smoke the animal? That happens to humans at radio transmitters.
Right.
Like, they'll touch something and touch something else, and then... Like 400,000 volts are running through you and then you're fucking fried.
I went up there with Paoli when they put up the new, I don't know what they call it, the new antenna on the, you know, on the stick.
Yeah.
These dudes in these radiation suits, because they can't turn off everything on there because they rent out space. It was crazy to watch these guys up there and how they did it. I mean, it was well worth going up there and spending the afternoon watching them do it.
Dude, Grieger, who passed away a couple weeks ago, do you know that's where he was when he had his fucking stroke?
Oh, was he still living up there?
No. That was when he was the Star guy. He was at the Star one. That one had a little house apartment in it or whatever. He lived there. This was one on Wilson. He was all the way up at Mount Wilson when he had the stroke. That's why another engineer put him in the car and drove him to the hospital.
Oh, but by the time it was an hour down the hill.
Yeah, but imagine it would have been 2 hours waiting for an ambulance to come up the hill and get him and bring him down.
No, for sure.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude.
Oh, God, that's nuts.
Oh. I am in the playoffs for fantasy. I'm very excited. I got a first round bye. I got a first round bye.
Oh, my God. Everybody's calling me. I got to see what's going on.
What do you got? Uh-oh.
I don't know.
They're blowing you up.
Yes.
Hey, Dad, can you buy me this?
I'm doing a podcast. Can I call you back in 10 minutes? All right. Love you. Bye. I don't think it was anything important.
Hello, Dad. I want a puppy.
No. As soon as he said we have a bet going, I was like, all right, this isn't important. But Lucy called me, and then 2 seconds later, Bing called me, and I'm like, oh, what the hell?
They're arguing about something, and they're betting on it, and you've got to be the cider.
Totally.
Oh, God. That sounds fun. Mine doesn't want to talk to me ever.
I go days without talking to Lucy, but she Snapchats me every day. So that's my mode of communication. Every day we have at least two or three Snapchats. And then I found with Bing, we started playing Words with Friends. And so now he'll play a couple rounds with me every day.
Mine will go in a room, shut the door, and lock it every day. That's what she does. And you're like, then you ask her, what do you want for dinner? Or what do you want? I don't care. Right. I don't care. It's the answer to everything. I don't care. Are you fucking serious? I swear to God. Oh, man.
Teenagers, huh?
Fun stuff. Yeah, it's fun. I don't care. What? So fucking annoying. The boy was never this sassy ever.
See, for me, Bing's sassier than Lucy. Lucy's pretty agreeable, but I don't see her that often. Bing, because he comes over more, gets a little bitchier.
Oh, see, the boy was never bitchy. The boy's like, all right, whatever. He just wanted to hang out. He was cool, whatever. Oh, fucking A. Now he wants food when he wants to hang out. Hey, Dad, we should go eat.
Right. Yeah, he needs to be fed. Oh, celebrity. Did you hear about that Juice WRLD kid who died? He was a internet rapper who made it. He ended up going mainstream.
Juice Box.
You know, his name was Juice WRLD. But so he had a seizure in the Chicago airport, but it ends up he took his whole Percodan stash because they were about to search his plane. And on the plane were guns and 70 pounds of weed.
Yeah. So why would you take the Percocet?
I'd say, okay, we had this debate at work. Because I said, at the point where you know there's 70 pounds of weed on the plane, what good is swallowing the Percocet? I mean, that doesn't seem like that's going to get you that much more time, right?
Yeah, you're going to jail for, like, you know, basically being a dealer at that point, smuggling and dealing.
I mean, they don't have legal weed. Or, I mean, even if they did, that's still shady. You can't bring 70 pounds of weed.
Yeah, you're in trouble. Like, and the fact that that was there, why take the Percocet?
Right. No, I'm with you. That was like, why? But I think he was already high. And so it just kind of made kind of like, why do you run from the flip Lamborghini when you can afford good lawyers? I think he was already kind of high and he just panicked. Right. And he's like, I got to swallow this shit.
Yeah. My daughter was telling me that whole story because she was like, she just saw him at Flog Nog.
Right. Yeah. He plays all that shit. And he was big. I mean, like, he has songs with 300 million views on YouTube and shit. I mean, it's not like he's a nobody.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I had the same argument with people at work because I was like, why would he take that when he knew there was 70 pounds of weed? It's not like he was about to eat that, you know, like they were going to get him.
That was next.
Right.
He had to numb himself with a Percocet and then he was going to eat 70 pounds of weed.
70 pounds. We were doing math. Like if you were trying to say it was for recreational use and, you know, you do about a. Oh, God, you know, they all know math at work. They figured out, like, if he did, like, I can't remember what he figured, how much of an eighth would be a decent amount to smoke a day. It would be something like it would take you, like, 1,100 days to smoke all that weed if you were a crazy pothead.
Dude, there was a chick I worked with at rehab, coincidentally, which is very funny. She told me she was getting, and she was not a rehabber, like most of the staff is, but then there were the ones like me, the normies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She was a normie.
Right.
And she had said she had like some pain issue or whatever, and she knew that she thought weed helped. So she would get weed. And apparently she's a brother who's like some big-time hood rat. She goes, you're not going to believe what my brother gave me. I told him I needed weed, and he got me weed. And I'm like, oh, yeah? And she goes, I'm going to show you. It was a pound brick of weed.
Oh, my God.
And it was, dude, that was a lot of fucking weed, 1 pound.
Right, no.
70 pounds is, that's like a hay bale, you know, of weed. 70, right. Probably 2 hay bales, 70 pounds.
No, because you're right. 1 pound is when you see when people get weed at the like weed collective and it's in that little container and it looks like a lot. Now imagine a pound.
A pound. Yeah, that's 1/8 of an ounce. Not a fucking pound or a quarter ounce or even an ounce is a lot of weed. A pound is a fuck ton of weed. It is a lot.
I'd have 70 of them.
I don't think I'd ever seen that much weed in my life. And she was like, look, and it was this huge, basically it was in a Tupperware container that was pretty much like the size of a shoebox. And it was compressed. It wasn't like a, like loose in there. It was like a fucking hard shape the size of a fucking shoebox that was weed.
And why did her brother get it that when you can just go to the weed store now in North Hollywood,
she
every
said
other storefront?
Some guy had it and thought he was going to get busted and
gave him like
10, 15 pounds. He didn't want all that weed and he was trying to get rid of it. So he goes, oh, cool, I'll give you a fucking like a whole pound. So he gave her a 1 pound brick of this weed. It was like, holy shit. Yeah, because even now that it's legal, a certain amount isn't legal.
Right, yeah. And having a pound would be suspicious, I believe.
Yeah, they would think you're wanting to sell it, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Because
I don't know what – I know the rules. You can only grow so many plants, but I don't know by weight how much you're allowed to have.
Yeah, I bet a fucking one plant doesn't put off a – like this shows you I know nothing about weed, but
– Yeah, me neither.
But I don't – that'd be a big ass plant to give you a pound of weed.
But okay, let's say you had 2 or 3 plants because I think the limit's like 5 or something. And you just were harvesting it and not smoking it. At some point, if you accumulated that much, would you get in trouble? Do you have to use what you grow?
Yeah. See, I don't know. Can you give it away?
I don't know the rules.
You sell it, you're in trouble. Oh,
right.
And then on that one, same fucking story. The kid tells me this morning when I'm driving her to school, hey, we drove past one of the weed shops, which is on the way to school, which is so nice in Santa Monica.
Right, yeah, since and they're everywhere.
These guys got raided by the Army yesterday.
The Army? Like,
what are you talking about? She goes, when I was on my way home from school, there was a bunch of dudes in camouflage with guns, and they had everybody inside that weed store lined up out on the street, and they were arresting people. She goes, the police were there too, but so was the Army.
It was probably SWAT, right?
I thought immediately it was some federal bullshit, and you know how, or some task force.
Right.
Because a lot of these weed stores apparently have been selling it illegally because they're still supposed to be medicinal, most of them.
They're not licensed to be the recreation. It's a different permit to be recreational.
And it sounds about right for the police to go in and start.
Right.
If it's the feds, they'll fuck with whoever because they are not into weed.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm like, great. The kid's seeing a drug bus go home on her way home from school.
Well, and there's billboards everywhere. Bing, the other day we were driving, he's like, look at that billboard. And it was a billboard for weed. You know, it was like something kush, you know. Dude. It was very obvious what it was. I mean, not that there's not beer advertisement places, but.
The what's normal to them too already? It's fucking weird. Like, she's always telling me, oh, yeah, so-and-so got caught vaping at school. And they had
That's a big thing at school. Lucy tells me, oh, yeah, they smoke weed in their car at lunch.
Yeah, it's like whatever. Like, and I remember in high school, I remember this one dude every day, some classes they would let us bring in, like, you know, the 40-ounce fucking
cups. Like Big Gulp or whatever?
Yeah, like a Big Gulp cup. And then this one dude every day he would put booze in it and drink it in class. Fucking every single day this kid was drinking alcohol in class.
I remember a couple of kids who would get drunk on a regular, but it was like two kids in the whole school, you know, like.
Yeah.
You didn't go to public school, did you? I went to a big high school.
I went to a public high school.
Oh, okay. So you had like a couple thousand kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how so you had a couple, like even the weed kids, it was probably a dozen or so that you knew who regularly smoked weed, but it wasn't like every kid in the parking lot, you know?
The hippie stoners.
Yeah.
Now it's everybody.
Right. It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's time for us to go, Jack. We're on over.
All right. I gotta go smoke a pound of weed.
You're gonna go smoke a pound of weed, and I'm gonna go sling some rocks and go back to work at crack a fucking before dawn. All right. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Till then, peace out.
Jack off.
Goodbye.